All right. Last night, we were waiting for the Milwaukee Bucks to turn things around, and boy, howdy, did they. They run away from the Boston Celtics 104-91 last night. An emphatic performance in a team that was skidding. I mean, they'd lost four in a row. Two of those four games were as double-digit favorites, and they stubbed their toe, and that's the first time in back-to-back games that a team has done that in NBA history. They lose a pivotal game against the New York Knicks in that span, where the Knicks are now a game back of Milwaukee for the second seed in the Eastern Conference. And last night was a win that everybody should have felt good about for the Milwaukee Bucks. But wait, there's more.
Yes.
Giannis Antetokounmpo goes down with a non-contact injury on an inbound to Damian Lillard. And watching that, did you see the double take Dame did when he gets the ball and he starts dribbling and then Giannis goes down with the left calf? And Dame just like jerks his head back and was like, oh no. Oh no. And then just kept moving down the floor. He leaves the game and Giannis is now out with a calf strain. As the Milwaukee Bucks put it, his Achilles is fully intact.
Yeah.
Just so, something you never want to see as a fan of a team.
So that was a big sigh of relief in Milwaukee. Well, so they say that with the calf strain, they can reevaluate or what have you in a week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
But calf strains are also notoriously tricky and can be extended greatly.
Well, and I think that there's this air of caution around the calf strain because of Kevin Durant, right? In Golden State, where, I mean, I think we all need to remember that Golden State was widely criticized for mismanaging that injury and allowing Kevin Durant to be a competitor and say, no, I want to go and play before rupturing his Achilles. Nobody is satisfied with, oh, just a calf strain. Everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Especially with a guy that is as big and as explosive as Giannis is. If I'm a Bucks fan, like, this has been a tortured season in what should have been one of the most optimistic and exciting seasons for a Bucks fan, whether it was the way the season started and you're firing your coach.
a couple of weeks in.
Right before the All-Star break even comes, you're canning your coach and you're like, all right, in comes Doc Rivers to Damian Lillard in the slow gel that it took with him and Malik Beasley as your backcourt, and Chris Middleton has not been great. You know, the one consistent has been Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, and even Doc Rivers said, I don't understand why you guys are bringing me in. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think we know why, because you may say that, Doc, but you're also the reason why you're the guy you were mentoring got canned.
Yes.
And players felt in your favor, and in the front office felt in your favor to get that gig. The guy I feel for Giannis going down with the calf strain, but here in Portland, I feel for Dame, right? Like, all he has ever said, I want a chance to compete. I want a chance to win. And now you're sitting there and you got to look at it and be like, dude, is like Dame cursed? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, no, hasn't exactly been a fun season for him anyway, just even at the personal level, you know, with getting divorced and being away from his family for the good chunk of the season. And yeah, so he's got to feel probably pretty well snake bitten at this point.
But without Giannis for the final week of the regular season, then you're looking at what does this mean for Milwaukee as you go into the postseason, where we've been talking about this because of the injury to Joel Embiid. The Philadelphia 76ers are sitting there in that seven spot in the West right now and look every bit of a top three seed in the Eastern Conference with a healthy Milwaukee, let alone an injured Giannis. Because of the injury luck of Philadelphia, they could be sitting there, and there's the potential that Giannis is either not back by the beginning of that series, or Giannis is just getting back as Philadelphia is starting to hit their stride, get healthy, and be one of the most dangerous teams in this entire playoffs.
Yeah, so Giannis would be pretty rusty trying to come back from that injury, and then you're still going to not quite trust it the first couple times you plant on it. And yeah, it's we could have another early playoff exit for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm going to think about this here and just throwing this out. Would it be the worst thing in the world for Milwaukee if in this final stretch here where I think they've got three games remaining, if they were to drop them or drop two of them and New York unseats them mm-hmm. for that two seed to roll into the playoffs as the three instead of the two? Because when you think of it in these terms, you would hit Indiana first, in Indiana with Tyrese Halliburton, who was playing at an all-NBA clip to start this season off. Ever since he hurt his hamstring, we saw his three-point numbers dip dramatically. They have gone back up, and he has looked better mm-hmm. Over the last 10, 15 games. He's looked a little bit better, but still not as dominant as he once was at the beginning of this season. If you were to sit there and instead of being the two seed, you are the three seed, you play Indiana to start this thing off, and then after that, you still got to go through Philly, mm-hmm. but you get a little bit of that rust that you were talking about with Giannis gets blown out, and all of a sudden maybe you're feeling a little bit better about yourself in the conference semifinals.
Well, and look, there's a realistic chance, too, that Milwaukee could drop their last three games of the season. They host the Magic tonight. Friday they are at Oklahoma City, and then Sunday they are at Orlando, and both of those teams are also juggling for playoff position.
And, hey, you drop two to the Magic? If you drop two to the Magic right there, Orlando's only two games back.
Yep.
So there is a real possibility that you just don't drop to three.
You go to four.
Especially with two losses at the end of the year to that Orlando Magic team in tiebreaker situations.
And Cleveland also currently tied with Orlando.
And they're snake bit by injuries as well. I mean, the Eastern Conference is far more intriguing than the West is, which is turned completely on its head from what has been the last 20 years of the NBA, where the West has been more dominant. And I will say that when you look at it with Denver and Minnesota, Oklahoma City at the top of the Western Conference, they are fun teams that you have there. Mm-hmm. It is not like we have what we were going through when the Eastern Conference was, you know, in the dredges and just you were looking at the five seed and going, would the five seed in the East make the playoffs? We're not in that territory anymore, but the Eastern Conference is far more exciting as we come down to the stretch, because you've got that Philly team sitting in the play-in. Miami, which was an eight seed last year, ended up going to the NBA Finals. And then Boston, can they get over the hump this year? And then you have these snake bit teams like Milwaukee, New York, and Cleveland. Well, you throw Indiana in there, that despite the fact they've had major injuries throughout the course of the season, are still in that hunt and very dangerous.
Yeah, once you get past Boston, because they've lapped the field, but between number two, Milwaukee, and if you want to go all the way down to Philly at seven, you're separated by 3.5 games. You know what I mean? Which, with three left, doesn't make a ton of difference, but let's just take it to six. So you're separated by 2.5. So yeah, you could have a lot of movement there this last weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bad luck for Dame. I mean, the Bucks are pretty close to being in danger, I think, of getting ousted out of that group pretty quickly in the playoffs, because it's been obvious to me that it's not really very, very obvious at the time who should be taking some of these shots, either Dame or Giannis on the court. Middleton's still trying to get his. Their pick and roll has just been jankety all year. Damian Lillard worked so smoothly with Yusuf Nurkic, now trying to do a pick and roll with Giannis, with Brooke Lopez. I'm not a professional NBA player. I don't know how it would be trying to just implement a pick and roll with two totally different guys I've rarely played with outside of, you know, the 6-month normal regular season in my past. So there's just so many things that obviously are just trouble for Dame to try to implement into a brand new team.
You know, and I think a lot of that goes back to Adrian Griffin at the beginning of the season and what he stylistically was trying to do offensively in not running those pick and rolls. When you have quite literally the most prolific pick and roll guard in NBA history in Damian Lillard. Like, Danny's not here to give us all of the numbers, but we've heard this so many damn times.
It's okay, I don't understand most of them anyway.
The numbers bear it out that Damian Lillard is the most prolific pick and roll guard that we have seen. And when Adrian Griffin threw a wrench in that thing early, and you play almost half of a season without having that be the focal point of your offense, Doc Rivers has implemented a little bit more, but there's a little bit of that adjustment period. Dame's shot from beyond the arc, and this is also, he's coming back from a groin injury too. He hasn't been the shooter that we knew him to be here in Portland either. And so you've had these struggles that, in Chris Middleton, Chris Middleton played really well last night for Milwaukee, but he has been struggling. And there's been these conversations amongst, you know, Bucks fans of, has he crossed that threshold? And is he maybe not the same player that he was? You're going to need Chris Middleton to be the guy that we have seen over the last 6-7 years. If they're going to make a run, hell, if they're going to make it out of the first round of the playoffs, and that would be the most, the reaction on the national level, if Milwaukee gets bounced and Dame gets bounced early from the playoffs, it doesn't matter where Dame is or who he's around. And that will be wholly unfair to Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. Because of the cluster, you know what, that this season has kind of brought upon itself in Milwaukee. But next year, all of a sudden, you go from, all right, maybe they have a small tweak, to you have to make some wholesale changes if Chris Middleton is not that guy and doesn't show up in the playoffs. And Beasley being a subpar defender paired with Damian Lillard, you can't have that in the backcourt with them.
Would these wholesale changes also include Doc Rivers?
You would think, but no, I doubt it does, because they gave him a multi-year deal, which is the weirdest thing in the world,
right?
When he took over. It should start with him, though, because nothing, they haven't gotten better. They've regressed.
Yeah.
Adrian Griffin, at least they were winning games. They were 30-13 when he took over? And they are below that since Doc Rivers took over. It's a mind-boggling thing.
Almost wondering what it would have been like if Jrue Holiday were still on the roster for them. Not to knock Dame, but you just wonder if, like, the change in Milwaukee was something that they just couldn't handle. Like, Giannis, he played with Jrue Holiday for so long, and the change is not what he's used to and not going to work the same way it did going forward.
Wow. Yeah, 16-17 under Doc Rivers.
That's below 500, Bob.
That would be correct.
Math.
Sharp as a marble.
You guys are so smart.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. I needed that today. All right. But Giannis, he is... don't panic, everybody. His Achilles is fully intact. Just a calf strain. Just a calf strain. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about is this texture on the Vancouver Ford text line. This sounds like Wes Matthews all over again. Nothing to worry about. Kevin Durant, nothing to worry about. Just don't worry.
Just don't worry.
It's just a calf strain. Just
don't look over here.
I would be terrified if I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan right now.